gay nightlife once thrived in Boston, which had a number of lesbian bars. Now, there are none. For 10 years, the Fenway nightclub machine carried the torch with its monthly night called Second Saturdays. But as of this weekend, that comes to an end. WBUR's Amelia Mason has the story and a warning. This story includes a term that some might find offensive, though, as Amelia explains, that might be changing as well.
Hi.
Hey.
Come on in.
Hey.
Thanks.
Reggie Franca lives in a blue house with white trim in Braintree with her wife, four of her seven kids, and their dog, Mozzarella. At 53, she's been living as an out lesbian for more than a decade, but it wasn't an easy journey.
I was married with seven kids and then came out, and I didn't know a single lesbian. And I looked on the internet for any place that lesbians might gather, and I found Dyke Night.
At the time, Dyke Night was a weekly Friday dance party at Toast Lounge in Somerville, one of only a couple regular gatherings for lesbians in Greater Boston. The first time Franca went, she only got as far as the parking lot.
The second time, I said, if I'm going, I'm going to go in. So I actually remember going in there and kind of holding onto the bar like, I'm not going to leave. I can do this. I can think of something to say to a lesbian. As it turned out, you could pretty much say anything to a lesbian.
After that, Franca was a regular. In 2007, when Dyke Night moved to a monthly Saturday night residency at Machine in Boston, she followed. It was the one place she felt she belonged.
When I came out, I lost all my friends. I came from a very religious background. And when they found out that I was a lesbian, they wouldn't let their children play with my children, and they no longer called or came around, and I was no longer invited to be part of their social circles. So for me, and for a lot of people, it's where their friends are. It's where their family is. And when they come to Dyke Night, everything's okay. For that few hours, everything's okay.
So 1998, a group of queer activists were sitting in my living room.
Kristen Porter founded Dyke Night 2 decades ago when she was working with the Lesbian AIDS Project of Massachusetts.
So we were trying to figure out in my living room, how are we going to raise some money to pay for all this stuff that we want to do every week? Let's throw a party, somebody said. Great, what are we going to call it? Let's call it Dyke Night.
The title was meant as a political statement, a reclamation of a nasty slur. And the event was massively successful, so much so that Porter decided to keep running it even after the Lesbian AIDS Project disbanded, and to continue donating the profits to activist causes.
The night was the only gig in town. You know, one of the reasons why we thought a party would work is because we also felt like we were fulfilling a social need.
In fact, Dyke Night was part of a long line of lesbian spaces in Boston, which flourished during the heyday of gay bars in the 70s, but diminished over the years. The end of Second Saturdays at Machine is, in a sense, the end of that lineage.
You know, I started in my 20s. I'm now almost 50. My interests and what I see as the needs for the community is different than when I started.
Porter has noticed a shift in the scene away from lesbian-specific events. When Dyke Night moved from Toast to Machine 10 years ago, Porter called it Second Saturdays so that trans and gender nonconforming people would feel welcome. At the same time, she noticed that younger members of the LGBT community were seeking out such spaces less and less. The success of the gay rights movement meant they could now assimilate into mainstream society.
With assimilation, the community has lost something, and I think one of the biggest victims has been gay only, and particularly women and lesbian only space.
It's because people socialize different now. They don't socialize. I don't believe it's economics. I don't believe that it's any of the other things I hear. I think just people socialize differently.
On a recent evening, Mary Alice Callaghan sat in Machine's empty bar while the staff prepared for the late night rush. It was a spot she knew well from her years DJing at Second Saturdays.
When gay bars were really popular, there was no internet. There were no video games. That's not how you entertained yourself. You know, like, and on top of that, there weren't gay people everywhere. You weren't out at work. You weren't out. So you went where like people were.
Callaghan has been DJing in Boston's gay nightclubs for 35 years. Over that time, gay culture in many ways has become mainstream culture. And for some, that's progress, but not for Callaghan.
Anytime like a gay night or a gay bar closes, I weep for us as a culture and as a community because I don't want to be assimilated. because that's what gave us power. That's what gave us life. That's where the strength of us and who we are and what we can be came from, was from that.
Soon, the disco ball will spin over Machine's second Saturday crowd one last time as they celebrate and mourn the end of an era. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.